was born in Southern Oregon, a pretty rural area, and kind of grew up in rural areas. My parents divorced when I was about 2, and it was pretty much me and my mom for most of my life.
And again she shows up, later than she thought she would, knocking reticently soft. As she speaks, she is trying not to cry, and I help her as she's shaking her coat off.
She passed away a few years ago. She was a singer-songwriter, and she kind of came out of that 60s folk school. She wrote songs my whole life, and then she got me into music when I was about 7 years old. She got me started on violin. So when songwriting came around, it was a pretty easy thing to access because she was constantly writing, and there were guitars all around, and there was always writing, and there was always music. The song is called Brother Warrior by Kate Wolfe. That was a song my mother used to sing me when I was a little kid because my bedtime stories were folk songs.
With the shyness of a small child and the wisdom of a sage, I tell you now, there is no reason to be afraid.
I moved from Oregon with a band to New York. It got expensive and just got kind of crazy. And my mother had been living in Arizona for like almost 10 years by the time I moved out here. I talked to her one day and just said, you know, it's getting kind of crazy and I don't know what to do. I don't know if this is working out, you know. She's like, well, come out and try Arizona. And so I came out and tried White Mountains, and I've just been there off and on for a while now.
The lost now stand around and blame, pointing fingers and cursing names, crippled by their fear and shame, with no idea, no idea why.
I like living rurally. People ask me a lot of the times about, you know, the White Mountains and coming from Oregon. You know, do you go out in nature and get inspiration? I'm like, nah, not really. I go out in nature all the time, but it's not really what inspires me to write. The most inspiration I have gotten has been from cities and from people. It's just about humanity. And so I think part of really creating art is creating something that keeps the dialogue going and keeps the humanness there and keeps people thinking and keeps people wondering and talking and questioning and evolving and addressing what is important with the human condition.
And if they ask you to be honest, will you pretend you'd never lie? Would you unravel right before their very eyes?
With a lot of the songwriting, with a lot of the storytelling, I like to give, you know, like maybe 75% of what you need. Give people enough to where they can create their own scenario of what a song is, you know, quote unquote, about or whatever, you know, because I don't like to answer that question a lot of the time. Like, what is that song about? You know, like, I like to answer it usually kind of in a, I don't know, maybe somewhat ambiguous way where it's sort of like about a thought, or it's about a feeling or something like that, where people can kind of take it and use it how they need to, you know. I'm really sort of doing it for the catharsis and for the pleasure of creating the piece or the art.
Here's a bag with what we took from home, coffee cups and prednisone, magazines in case she's all alone. Everything outside has disappeared.